America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Let us know what you did, what you got into, how much trouble there was at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That'll be the number for Cowboy phone calls at 8 o'clock. And we start with this.
Pavia keeps it. Pavia picks up the first down, and the unlikeliest of heroes has guided Vanderbilt to what will be its first ever win against number one.
I chose correctly. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Because me being the human jinx that I am, normally I would have made the wrong decision, go to Vanderbilt versus Texas in Nashville, and miss the greatest win in school history for the Vanderbilt Commodores, as I went with the wife along with my best friend, godson, playing number 82 on Vandy, and saw history made flying out after the show on Friday. Can't top that.
No.
Cannot top that.
You cannot. How? What was the percentage of Bama to Vandy?
70-30
Bama?
Yeah. So yeah. On the other side of the field, it was all red, and then you had this portion as the Vanderbilt student section.
Yeah.
And then behind us was probably all Vandy, and then the other two-thirds of the bleachers was all Bama. But I will say this. Meet Church Matt Pittman was correct, and I said, give me a Bama preview, these fans. He goes, really nice. Because I tried. Oh, I tried. Because I have an all-time trash talk game if I turn it on. With the alcohol and a reason to brag, I can turn it on. And I tried to give it to these Bama fans, and my wife begged me to shut up. I walked right back to the hotel, screaming, yelling, Roll Tide to everyone. I was trying to give the verbal middle finger to every Alabama fan, and you know, I couldn't. They wouldn't react. In the elevator, I just stopped, because in the elevator, they're like, nice win. Nice win. We've had ours. But we've won a lot. We've won enough.
Ours.
And I was like, what the heck? Come on, react. Yeah, react. And I couldn't get them to react, but it was 70-30 Bama.
That is a Southern thing right there. They're not reacting. They're not gonna react. Because they don't I'll say this for that. They wouldn't do it in reverse. They wouldn't talk trash like that in reverse.
There was a little kid, it was like this, probably like this 16-year-old. And I turned around and he was just sitting there like this. He was probably like 20 rows up. And I just kept staring at him until I finally made the eye contact. And me and my buddy, we're like talking trash to him. And he like is looking like his dog just died. And then he eventually just cracked a smile, like shaking his head left, right. And I'm like, come on, man, let's go. And it was not happening. They were very nice, very pleasant. But we flew out Friday and tailgated on Saturday. And my Lord, I need you to do all your draft. Well, I don't know. He's not going to get drafted, but pretend he's going to get drafted in the sixth or seventh round on the family of the quarterback, Diego Pavia or Pavia, because we were with his family. And my God, Amanda has some theories as to what that family does or where they come from. Out of New Mexico, I thought it was the SEC Network that was filming us the whole time with this scene. It was, as Diego said in the post, it was turnt. It was insane. There were substances. There were drinks. They had their own DJ. And it turns out it was not the SEC Network. It turns out it was their own film crew. The mom was dressing the part like a SEC, an SEC fangirl out there. Shout out to Tasha Dallas Tolo with her kid on the team. But yo, it was a sight. My wife was in awe, jaw on the ground with the Pavia family. Rolled 60 deep for their kid, who's a dog. He's a college football dog, undersized, coming over from New Mexico, just a gamer. That's what he is. And I tried to find their offensive coordinator on the field afterwards when we stormed the field to tell him, this is your Belichick Buffalo Bills moment with this offensive game plan that you called, with not being scared in the right moments, the fourth down bomb that they threw, the third down conversions, knowing when to throw, knowing when to run, not risking anything too crazy, the brilliant time of possession, managed the game. This was no fluke. This was no bounce of a ball. This was 42 minutes of possession for Vanderbilt. They went up 14-0 and just trying to hold out to storm the field and go down there. It was, it's an all-time memory.
You obviously did not head into this game thinking Vanderbilt was going to win.
Right. I thought they maybe could cover.
What?
It was like a 22-point spread.
22-23.
At what point in this game did you think it's at least possible they could win this game? And at what point did you think they're going to win this game? Did you not think they were going to win it until it was like game over?
And not till like the final Bama drive was done.
Okay.
You know, because like they're Milroe still making big time throws down the field. And you don't want to jinx anything. I wasn't trying to say anything. Look, I wasn't worried about that. I was worried about resuscitating my wife. My wife, this lame old woman that I married, I had to talk her out of leaving the game at halftime. She's so dead.
She wanted to beat the traffic. Oh,
no, well, our hotel, thank goodness. By the way, Nashville, I understand why everyone loves and moves to Nashville. Airport's 15 minutes away. Everything is within 20 minutes. It's a 90-minute flight.
It was a pleasure.
I was home yesterday at 1 p.m. for the games, and I didn't have to wake up at, you know, 6 or 7 a.m. Everything is so close. Our hotel was right there on the Vanderbilt campus next to the stadium. Whoa. Crappy stadium, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's not a real stadium.
Crappy stadium. But my wife is like, now we started partying and tailgating at like 10, right? The game was at 3:15. Mm-hmm. So we're going hard. And she's like, I need to go back to the room and sleep. She's like, I just give me the hotel key and let me go back. She wanted the bail. And I'm like, you are not leaving. They can win and you're going on the field. And my wife, she's so paranoid, like driving with her in the car. She's getting better, sweetheart, if you're listening. But everything is an accident waiting to happen. Like, my child's not going to play sports, no rides. And she's definitely not going to be, she's definitely not going to be talked down to going on the field. That's for damn sure. And eventually I got her to stay. And she was down on the field before I was,
right,
as they brought down the goalposts.
Did you have to make sure to hand her a few drinks before you could successfully walk her down, though? Or before you could get her to say, all right, I'm going on the field?
Yeah, yeah. I went. I'm like getting her food. I'm like trying to get her the right type of drink. As she's sitting down in the bleachers as all the rest of us are standing up, I'm just like, you can do it. You can do it, Mom.
I wondered when you were popping up on TV. I was like, why is Amanda not in any of these shots?
Because she was on the floor.
It's because she was sitting. Yeah.
Was this your first time rushing a field?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
An orderly single file line. Yes.
Look, man, I'm freaking 42 years old. All I cared about was getting that girl on the field. We're not going to be the first three rows or four rows. Let the kids rush down there. As long as my wife was going to go down. Now, my boy Jake, whose son plays on the team, Bryson, number 82 tight end.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
He left all of us, left his wife and family, and he got down there in the mix as you saw him behind the quarterback with the interview that went viral. This is Pavia, the quarterback, dropping the bombs on national TV.
God gave me a vision when I was a little kid, and he don't let back any promises. It's God's time. Like, I'm super thankful. Super thankful for guys like Eli Sowers. Man, that kid's incredible. The ref part team. Look at this. Daddy, what the part?
To the right of him in every single shot, that's my boy Jake, who got into the post-game interview somehow, some way, jumping like he actually played.
He had to be in it.
He was down there early, but Bobby and Simtola's got one of the shots. I mean, my mouth was agape on television, like, oh, my God. I think it was the fourth down touchdown bomb.
That's the
look. Which Amanda was in the bathroom for. She came back. She's like, I heard an explosion. Like, what was that? I was like, that was the crowd, dear. That's what happens at a big-time sporting event.
Yeah. That look you gave, that's the look a girl gives when she sees 10 inches. That's that look.
I don't know what that means.
It's like, oh, whoa, what
I mean,
was that?
Look at what this is. I mean, they never have beaten a top five team
ever.
Ever.
No, they're it's a
stepchild.
It's a great, you could not write this script of this game. Bama just took over the number one team in the nation.
Yep.
They had just beat Georgia. There's no rhyme or reason to this. There's no rhyme or reason of how Vanderbilt could remotely have been, not win the game, in the game.
First time an AP number one lost at least a three touchdown favorite since 08, when USC lost to Oregon State as a 25-point favorite.
Who was the running back that day for Oregon State? Atlanta Falcons.
That would be TJ Duckett.
Jaquizz Rodgers.
Oh, no. Yeah. Jaquizz Rodgers. That was my next guess.
So we went down there on the field, and then they get up on the goalposts. They bring the goalposts down, and they walk it out of the stadium.
3 miles to the Cumberland River.
3 miles down Broadway, the Bourbon Street of Nashville. They toss that mofo in the river, and they end up getting fined $100,000 by the SEC for storming the field as they took the goalpost down. And also, as soon as the game ended, I saw Nick Saban on the big screen.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck is this? Why is Nick Saban up there on the big screen? And this was Saban a few weeks ago on McAfee talking about playing at Vanderbilt.
But the only place you play in the SEC that's not hard to play is Vanderbilt. Because when you play at Vanderbilt, you have more fans there than they have. And that's no disrespect to them. It's just the truth.
I mean,
he's not wrong.
It is. He's not wrong.
Yeah, but you also can't say that's no disrespect to that. I mean, it kind of
is. It kind of is. Not to the players. It's more to the fan base. They don't have a fan base.
Oh, no. The fans, they were weak. I mean, I was sitting there as a nut job. Like, I was a college freshman. Like, get up, like turning around, like get the hell up. It's third down. It's like I was at a Ranger game.
Yeah, it.
I was like, these are some Dallas fans right here.
It's they're very similar to Rice. You know, like the fans, they go to Vandy and then they're heads of state. They're not staying in Nashville working at Bank of America. These are people going on working in the big city or overseas. Like, they're just heads of companies and conglomerates. Like, that's who goes to Vanderbilt.
Yeah. And Jay Cutler. Yeah.
And Jay Cutler. So there it is.
They lost to Georgia State and they go and beat Bama. It's just a crazy, crazy turn.
But they should have. I knew Missouri was a fraud.
Yeah.
Missouri, they should have beat Missouri. Missouri got smoked by A&M on Saturday. They beat Virginia Tech to start off the season. That could be your win of the year. Sure. When you're a program like Vanderbilt. But we stayed up in the team hotel, running into a former TCU coach in the elevator. So it was fantastic. In, out, back here. And from little old Cambridge, Maryland, to beating the number one team in the country. He's not getting the playing time that he wants, and he's not going to when they're playing like this. They're not just going to throw out, you know, a kid down on the depth chart. He also missed 4 weeks with a collarbone, but he did get on the field for a third down play. He was out there. He was living life, high as a kite. Obviously, all-time memory, and thank goodness I picked this over the Texas game.
Well, look, the injury set him back. But I did. I was searching around Twitter when the game was on. I was sitting there on the flight and I was trying to see, like, okay, is he supposed to play today? And so I was like I was searching his name. And I did come across a note from last week from the Vanderbilt reporter where his name was thrown in along with like three or four other people from the head coach of he's one of the most improved players we've had since spring. So
okay,
he's making his little dent there. But I told you, Alabama's fraudulent. And if you wanted to see a win, go see Alabama play Vanderbilt.
So let's get into. I'll save it. We need more than 2 minutes for you guys to fight.
There's no fight.
You mean for him to troll?
You're storming the field experiences or memories. That's what I want on the fan text and from you guys. Has it ever happened? When did it happen?
One time for football, one time for basketball. Basketball was...
Shamika Holtzclaw?
No. We beat Wally Zerbiak in Miami of Ohio. We were a bad team. Charles Hathaway with a tip-in at the buzzer rushed the floor. There was maybe a dozen of us out there. That's how many people went to that game that day. Football, it was one time, it was Florida, 98. We won the championship that year, and they were number two. We were like 10, something like that, and we won on a missed field goal in overtime, and we hadn't beaten Florida forever. Rushed the field, and the whole stadium was on there. I lost to Birkenstock that day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh.
So here I am walking home, one foot. I got a Birk on, the other foot, barefoot.
What was yours? It was great. Tarleton State?
Yeah. It was when Tarleton went and took out that that bastard child of the Colorado River, the Grand Canyon, and just slapped them around. That was the one time. But everybody was like nuts, going nuts. That was an intense crowd.
I'm just glad we didn't have a Tennessee Volunteer incident with your big fella throwing a dude into that girl that went viral.
Hey, listen, you're going to rush the field on players. If you run into a player, you're going to get thrown. But
did he run into him?
That looked like somebody with a short fuse run into.
Yeah, he didn't get run into. It was just like they were wait for the players to get off the field. I got no problem with.
Wait for them to get off the field.
That's not storming the field if you want to get off the field.
You need to amend that.
This isn't Colorado.
You don't have to wait if you don't want to, but if you don't.
If you don't want to, you don't wait.
No, I'm not saying wait. If you don't wait, what I'm saying is then whatever happens to you down there. Happens to you down there. You're going into a mosh pit. You know, when you go to a mosh pit at a Korn concert and you happen to headbutt somebody else and you're knocked out with a concussion. I mean, you can't get mad at the other guy.
Best and worst of the weekend here on Sean and RJ with the commercial free expressway. And thanks to everyone for the well wishes as the Vanderbilt Commodores take down mighty Bama.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.